This is Better Made Topics,
where the topics are better made.
Thanks for tuning in for another episode with us, guys.
Yeah, welcome back. This is episode 17, so if you made it this far, you must really love us.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is us coming back. How long did we take it again?
We took a whole year break the last time we started this up, and I think we only got 9 episodes in, maybe 10.
I think maybe 10.
Yeah, and then just life happened, COVID.
And then we completely changed the whole format, which I think this format is so much more fun, and everyone, it's just easier.
We kind of learned how to edit the audio a little bit better. But do you want to know what I learned today?
What did you learn, Rob?
Maybe you know it, maybe you don't, but it blew my freaking mind. How long do you think the Wall of China is?
I heard something about this and I didn't pay attention to the video. I really should have fucking paid. All right. How long? Let's say 5 miles or 10 miles, somewhere in that park.
You are not even close. Like, not even close.
Wait, Let me rephrase that because I'm thinking American. I'm so thinking American because...
Oh, you got to switch to kilometers?
Well, not that much, like, but I'm thinking like in the size of a mile, like, and I don't think it's that big. Now, all right.
I'll give you two more guesses.
Two more guesses?
Two more guesses.
What did I say first?
You said like 10 to 15 miles.
I said 5 to 10.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, so that's too big?
No.
Too small.
Oh.
So it's actually long.
Yeah. You have to turn your head to see it end to end.
Oh, shit. So that's like 100 miles.
Okay, that's your second guess?
Yes.
Still not even close. One more.
1,000 miles.
13,000 miles.
Stop it.
13,000 miles.
Is the China wall?
Is the Wall of China.
The wall that China didn't build.
Yes. Let me put that into perspective for you, Matt. To drive from the west coast of the United States to the east coast of the United States is a little over 3,000 miles.
Okay.
This wall is 13,000 miles. 3 goes into 13 four times. It's 4 times the size of the United States from end to end.
I just don't understand why. Why did they need such a big wall?
I don't know.
I'm asking that. I'm like, we have like a crisis. Sorry. Wonder why they needed that, though.
I don't know. There's so
Do you know how old that wall is?
I don't know how old it is. It is.
I know it's pretty
ancient.
Old. It's like the whole BCAC thing.
One of the 7 wonders of the ancient world.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff that is coming to light of recent, which we are 100% going to be doing an episode on this.
Okay.
But it's the Great Wall of China, to where people look at it and notice, hey, it's facing towards China, not away from China. So on the other side of this wall, they're the people who built this to protect themselves from China.
Which is nuts.
Yeah, because you know, like in the old medieval times, how they would put like holes in a wall for the archers to look out of and shoot?
It's like castle stuff like that.
All those holes are faced towards China. But it's
how
not
do you
towards
know
the
though
country.
That they're faced that direction? Like how can they tell you that they're directional? Like that is a hole.
One side has a hole and the other side doesn't have a hole.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Are you telling me like so the guy has enough room to like draw his bow?
No, like
and then there's just a tiny little hole
wall,
that the arrow is gonna fly out of?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's terrifying.
Yeah, so you're down on the ground looking up at this wall. All you see are little
holes.
Yeah, little tiny windows in the wall. So you can't really pinpoint accuracy that. Guy on the other side there's one, there's two.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's good architecture.
I really like
smart.
That. God, they were so much better back then.
But the crazy thing is all those archer holes are faced towards China. And then on the other side of the wall, there's none of that because it's their wall. Why are they going to be firing arrows on the other side of the wall? So it's all faced towards China. And some other stuff got brought back to, like, resurfaced of this other country. Like, I can't remember the name of it. We have to do our research on it. But, yeah, it goes deep. It's pretty cool.
I'm excited.
But why don't you go ahead and tell them what today is about? The things you should know.
What are we talking about?
You forgot?
Yeah.
I thought you did your research.
We're talking about alternative fuel sources.
There it is.
Sorry, I drew a blank. It came back to me like a light bulb.
Yeah, you could. He actually had a panicked face. I wish I you did. Guys could have saw it. He looked like a deer caught in headlights.
I was like, what is the topic again? And then I was like, oh, yeah. So I did my research on alternative fuel sources for water power, specifically water-powered cars. So I always saw this. I remember seeing this video about this guy who made a water-powered car. I found the guy's story online. In 1975, Stanley Meyer, it might be Mayer, it's M-E-Y-E-R. Would that be Stanley? I don't know.
Do you say, what's that one actor's name? Something Myers?
Michael?
Michael, yeah. How's that spelled? Is that M-E?
It might be.
So we'll have to go with Myers.
Okay, we'll call it Myers.
Stanley Myers.
Stanley Meyer attempted to make a car powered by his water fuel cell. A water fuel cell is designed to take minimal amounts of water, have an electrical current run through the liquid, which then divide the molecules into their respective elements, hydrogen and oxygen, and the atoms would be burned, followed by a release of clean emissions, meaning ones that would not cause harm to the environment or atmosphere. The fuel cell was also claimed to be able to recombine the hydrogen and oxygen atoms back into water molecules, which would then be... where am I?
You're in my basement.
Recycled to clean to fuel the cell, this aspect of the cell, however, is mathematically and scientifically impossible. This is what this university article says. So like the cell itself, they say can't be done.
Mm-hmm.
However...
somebody did it.
Yeah. So like he got sponsors, or what is the word for that?
Investors.
Investors. Thank you.
Maybe
not sponsors. So he had a bunch of investors, and in 1966, he was taken to court in Ohio for fraud due to there being electroless fuel cell already. So like that cell he designed already existed and was working. Like I think
even though they said it wasn't possible.
But I don't think it was the way he said it worked. I think what he did was he took the intellectual properties of a different kind of fuel cell and then applied it to a water style. So like the system of pulling atoms out of whatever the material is, that was the fuel cell I'm pretty sure exists.
Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to say, I made a water fuel cell, not a alternative, like whatever the other one was.
Right.
Well, he lost his court case and had to pay back all of his investors in full.
Wow.
And in 1998, Stanley passed away. So like 1996, sued. All his investors had to be paid back. And then 2 years later, he's on a business trip or a business luncheon with his brother. He grasps his chest, falls to the ground, and starts like vomiting heavily. And the last words,
so he was poisoned.
The last words he says to his brother is, I was poisoned.
Wow, that's insane.
The only people that they say ever saw the car move were eyewitnesses. This was the article from the university, by the way. The only people that verified this vehicle was real were eyewitnesses, but no videos were ever made. But I'm like, I remember seeing a video of the car that was in the actual picture in the documentary.
That.
It was like a very unique looking car, and I remember seeing it drive. So there is video of it moving. So I don't know if that's fake video, but... I mean,
I do recall seeing something as well. I don't know if it's the same thing or if
it was like a red car by chance.
I can't remember the detail of it.
So when I did this research, it made me think about another story I remember hearing in our state 4 years ago when Flint had their water crisis.
Yeah.
I remember hearing the story about a guy named Moses West. He was a military vet who designed a machine that could pull water straight from the atmosphere. Just from air, kind of like a dehydrator or a whatever.
Just pulls the
water
vapor from the air around you,
cleans it, processes it, and then makes it into clean, drinkable water.
Wow.
So like this machine literally was just making free water, and he set it up in Flint, and then he said someone broke in and sabotaged it one night. Now, they put metal shavings in his fuel lines. They destroyed his very technical generator that he had designed. So, like, it wasn't like something that anyone could just walk in and know exactly how to do it or break it, but they knew exactly what to break that would cause damage. They destroyed his battery. Like, like all specially designed things.
So it's an inside job.
To me, that's an inside job. Like, I don't care where it happens, but like that's just too many weird. Now he's in like Costa Rica helping give free water down there.
Yeah,
like,
at least he wasn't killed though.
That is true. Like, I'm really thankful. I'm really happy that he wasn't killed, but at the same time, he's a retired vet. So I'm sure he is a man that is very capable.
Honestly, he tried doing that for Flint, and now he's in another country helping people with other water. He's the water boy.
Oh my God, he actually is the water boy. But I mean, it's a cool story. Like, when you hear about it,
yeah, suspicious.
It's very suspicious. It's like they want you to be in a crisis, like, because it would be better if Flint was in a crisis instead of, you know, had free water. But my question is, why doesn't he just patent that machine and just sell a whole bunch of them, so that way, like, multiple cities or multiple countries even could have these devices? Like, imagine that device in a third world country that only has wells.
Yeah, that'd be a game changer for a lot of people.
The whole thirst crisis. So, like, I don't know. I'm kind of confused now, actually, that I think about it. Like, I'm almost mad. It's like, you have the tools now, unless this machine is not as good as they say. But like, if you have such a machine.
Now, is it his machine?
Yes, it's his machine.
It's not like who he worked for.
No. He invented the machine.
Because, you know, sometimes, like, if you're working for somebody or like somebody's.
No, as far as I know, it's all his complete invention.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know. We got to look into that.
Is he just a terrible person or. Now that I'm thinking about it, like, not to bash on him.
Yeah. We got to look into that.
I'm going to look into that a lot more now. So what is your alternative fuel?
So my alternative fuel is actually alcohol. And this...
I know a little bit about... Well, I have like some conspiracies about alcohol.
That's what I was going to say. Like, my whole thing that I have here could even be counted as a conspiracy for this episode.
Okay.
Because you know how we like to do those.
Yeah, we do like them.
But yeah, I learned a lot. So we'll start with the prohibition, because this is when all of this took place. So nationwide prohibition lasted from 1920 until 1933. The prohibition is the 18th Amendment, which illegalized the manufacture, transportation, and sale of alcohol, was passed by the U.S. Congress in 1917. In 1919, the amendment was ratified by the 3/4 of the nation's states required to make it constitutional. So this shit went place the very next year in 1920, which completely no more alcohol.
Yeah, well... People still had alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a huge... That's the reason why it failed. Here, let me keep going. So, the whole reason behind doing this was enacted to protect individuals and families from the scourge of drunkenness. However, it had unintended consequences, including a rise in organized crime associated with the illegal production and sale of alcohol, an increase in smuggling, and a decline in tax revenue. So by them doing this, it was the rise of the mafia, literally.
Huh. See, now I always heard that like ethanol was always used as an alternative fuel source because like people were poor. Like they could, it was such a high alcohol volume, it burned like rocket fuel.
Well, it wasn't even like because you were poor, it's anybody could do it. Everybody waste.
Everyone had it.
Yeah. It was so easily accessible that it was insane.
Yeah.
So as the decade progressed after them passing this, courtrooms and jails overflowed with criminals trying to bootleg and selling and buying and distributing alcohol as much as they can. The legal system failed to keep up with all these people that they were arresting, and this was the whole reason that the prohibition, the 18th Amendment, failed, was they couldn't keep up with the amount of crime. Because imagine that going on today, just the government coming forward being like, okay, no more alcohol. There would be riots.
Yeah, it would be bad. At the same time, I know some people. They make some good stuff.
Yeah, that's still illegal, actually, to this day. You still can't make your own alcohol.
Eh, depends on who you know.
I mean, they did pass Amendment 21 to the Constitution. That was in 1933. It repealed the 18th Amendment. So, 21st Amendment comes out, wipes out the Prohibition Act. Like, that was done. Because they were just, so we just can't keep up with it, and yeah,
I want to know who regulates the price of alcohol. You know, like how it's different in each state and stuff.
Yeah, and some states actually are dry states.
What determines that stuff? Is it the people?
I know it's got to be the governor.
Really?
I don't know.
We're gonna look into this too, folks. You know what? I'm gonna do research just because I'm curious.
Yeah.
Stay informed, people.
We got some things to look up.
Yep.
So this whole thing being passed, they tried to pass it as, you know, we're trying to save families from the stupor of getting drunk and stuff. Which I looked into this too, and people around the age of 15 were regularly getting hammered. It was a big thing.
I believe it.
Yeah, so I can understand. I don't know if they use that as an excuse for it, and that's why they tried passing this to make them look good.
I mean, the kids still do that now. Like, yeah. I remember in high school asking the older kids, hey, can you get this? Here's my money. And, like, you didn't get what you wanted. You got what they got you. So, like,
you want beer? Here's Mike's hard.
I mean, honestly, if anything, that makes you not want to drink more.
Yeah.
Those bad experiences.
Yeah, when you're told no, it's like, well, I
want
to.
You want
even
it
more. Yeah.
Because it's that thing you don't have. Whereas when you're given something similar to what you wanted and you're like, oh, it'll do the same thing, and you're like, oh my god, this was terrible, oh god, it's to kill, you know. But it can go drastically different. But
yeah, a lot of people, this is where the conspiracy part of all this comes into play, is it was speculated that John D. Rockefeller, which we've all heard of the Rockefellers.
Oh yeah,
one of the richest people to ever walk this planet.
Yeah.
So John D. Rockefeller, which 90% of U.S. oil was handled by his oil companies.
Oh, wow.
90%.
That's a lot.
Was a huge instigator for the prohibition due to his desire to put Henry Ford out of business.
Oh, because he was working on ethanol-based
The Model T. Yes, the Model T that he made could run on ethanol and it could run on gasoline.
Gotcha.
So it's speculated. This is all speculation.
Yeah, I feel like it's more than that.
He's the one who instigated all this because he wanted to put a stop to that. Ford's engine relied on ethanol, whereas Rockefeller owned Standard Oil and allegedly wanted to eliminate the competitive fuel source. So there were political and economic ties between the petroleum industry and government officials, leading to policies and regulations that favored gasoline over ethanol.
You know what's crazy?
So what that means is just it's backed by like government too. It's
backed by big sponsors and big people that are just throwing money at the politicians to tell them what to do.
Yeah.
That's what it's never changed.
It's
But you know what's crazy? Now there is alternative fuel sources, Rob. They use propane. I know that there's propane power trucks.
Yeah, there is. Yep. I have seen that.
And then there's also E85. It's ethanol.
It's a higher blend.
It's corn,
yeah.
Basically. And if you ever follow if you ever follow a car running E85, it smells like a fryer to me. It just smells like fried food.
You know that your car, the Focus I sold you, that takes E85.
Oh, really? Can I just throw that in there?
Yeah. It's
Stop it.
Just make sure you have an empty tank. But I actually used to take that over to the Speedway over by your house on West and Allen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that Speedway takes E85.
Did you know that you should test the quality of E85 before you use it? Because,
really?
Yeah. Not all gas stations get good quality E85. So, like, if you put the wrong level of E85, if it doesn't actually reach E85, because
that could damage your car.
So like a lot of sports cars will run that because it's gives you like a higher burn or whatever.
Yeah.
So they'll run that, but at the same time you'll burn that quicker than normal gas.
That's why I didn't put it into the Focus a whole lot.
It's cheaper, but like you go through it quicker. So
it's the same.
I'd rather just have gas at that point and just burn slower.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I maybe did it like a handful of times. I could probably count on one hand how many times.
But that
I did
is another alternative fuel source that people don't really know exists. And that is like a normal one that you can get at most alternative gas stations.
Before I really looked into this, I didn't even know that we had cars that could run on alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Like I didn't know that. When I first found out, I was just wondering why wasn't I taught this in school?
Yeah, because it's not important to them.
Yeah, it's not important that there's an alternative to gasoline, which is, I don't know if anybody's went to go get gas lately, but
what I don't get is if they taught this kind of stuff in school, I feel like it would spark more people to like
more ideas.
Yeah, to invent stuff to get away from that. And I think that sparks. This comes back to the whole. They don't want that.
Yeah.
they don't want. They'd rather you be a gear in the machine. Just nope. Go ahead.
That's stupid enough to command.
Yeah.
That's literally and what then it
when,
is.
When the one outlier who's like, you know what? I'm going to make this motor that runs on water. They're like,
shut them down.
Boom.
Yeah, that can't get out there.
Yeah, no.
Despite all this, so I told you the prohibition went on for about 13 years. Ford actually kept making his vehicles able to use alcohol for a while after.
Okay.
But after the prohibition just wasn't going away, he did eventually give up and switched over to gasoline.
Well, I mean, he had to at some point.
I don't blame him. But what's funny is the technology for using alcohol as an alternative fuel source is still around, and it's actually in most modern vehicles. They can actually run off of it. I actually saw a couple of YouTubers today doing tests on different vehicles, and they were just putting alcohol in there, and all the cars started.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they all started and they all moved like they had a completely empty gas tank and everything, like there was no, you know, nothing else in there. So, I think they did three different vehicles, all three started, all three moved, all three was able to do like a few laps around something. But it was a 2013 Camaro. I don't know the trim, but it was a 2013 Camaro. Took it and did lap after lap after lap after lap.
A V8 Camaro?
I don't know the trim. Could have been a V6, but it was a 2013 Camaro. I don't remember.
You couldn't tell from the view?
I wasn't looking at that.
Oh, I would have been looking
at that. Yeah, you would think I'm the Camaro guy. Yeah, you would think I was looking at
it. You couldn't have told me like from the exhaust or like the something that it was a V8?
I don't know. Actually, the middle car was a Camaro too, actually. It was a 2001 Camaro, actually. I didn't even put that together.
Okay.
But yeah, it was doing lap after lap after lap, and it wasn't like a ethanol blend or anything. No, it was alcohol. They poured alcohol in there. I think it was moonshine. And
moonshine is straight, like...
You can make alcohol easy like that.
Yeah, your car will run on it. I don't know...
It's a lot cleaner, too.
Yeah, and I don't know what that's going to do to the internal, like, rings and, like, seals
They said it's a lot cleaner.
Really?
It would literally solve almost all of our pollution problems.
If we just ran
ran alcohol because it burns so clean.
How does it burn? Does it burn quicker or slower, though?
I don't know about that, but if it's free, I don't really care.
If a full tank of gas only gets you down the block, then that's not really...
No. But he was doing laps, and these were like big laps, and it was doing it perfectly fine, and there was still some left in the tank. So if I get 100 miles less per tank, that's fine because it's free and I don't care.
So then why aren't we building a race car right now that runs on alcohol? Let's do it.
We should.
I'm down. I don't care. I've always wanted to build a motor, but I mean, I've never...
Yeah, I told you. I would love a project car.
Yeah, so would I.
Like, that'd be sweet.
We just don't have project car space.
That is an issue. I won't deny that.
Yeah. And our wives would both our wives equally would kill us.
Oh, yeah.
I think mine would be worse on that one, but like yours would be right up there.
Yeah. Especially if we mixed in Call of Duty and golf with that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we'd have to. Oh, no. And this? So we got podcast time, golf time, Call of Duty time, and car time.
Oh, man. That would be. Yeah. I would not have a wife.
No.
That's okay. Well, maybe.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? We won't even miss them because we're so busy doing car stuff, golf stuff, Call of Duty stuff.
That's true.
What were the other two? I don't know. There's so many. I can't
remember. Yeah, we had so many. I don't know.
But yeah, so I guess unlike the Apollo 11 stuff with going on the moon, we still have the technology to do this alcohol alternative fuel thing. It's just, I feel like not a whole lot of people know about it.
Well, no. I feel like most people don't know that you could probably run your car on a lot of different things before the car really goes kaput.
Yeah. They did a couple tests with different fuel too. They did like bleach. They did Coke. They did Coca-Cola, I should say.
Yeah. Coca-Cola, thank you for clarifying that.
Bleach. And then they did one other thing and I can't remember what it was, but alcohol was fine and the rest was Coca-Cola, I think, made it like a block and then it just didn't start again. It was done after that.
Yeah, I imagine that did some pretty awful things.
Yeah, they couldn't get it back started. It was done.
God.
Bleach was bad too. I guess actually that didn't even start, I think. I think it was instant, just, yeah, no.
But it was real clean, though.
Oh, it was real clean.
That's funny.
But yeah, I just think it's funny how the government always places a tax or a prohibition, in this case, on things that we the people can make or receive from the lands for free, essentially.
Yeah, it well, it's not even the government. I mean, I know the government's the ones they're the ones that passed it.
Well, they're the ones that tell you no and that can fine you and like...
Yeah, but at the same time, they're the same ones that'll be doing it. Like, I'm sure back when they passed this, they were the ones that got caught out in the clubs or out in the places drinking when alcohol wasn't allowed.
Oh, yeah.
They were the ones, not the poor folk. I mean, I'm sure the poor folk did drink his...
Well, yeah, if you have enough money, you can get away and do whatever you want here in
Basically,
America.
Basically, that's the message.
It's just... I don't know. I just don't understand. It's all about money with them, like with Big Pharma. And
yeah, that's the new one. Because like you got to think back in the 20s and the 40s, it was alcohol, tobacco. Those were the big, I feel like, the big outliers. And now you're in the pharmaceuticals. That's the big...
That's where the big money's
that's
at.
That's where the big... It's pharmaceuticals and military. Those are the two biggest financial...
Honestly, I think our whole tax system too.
What do you mean?
Like, I got to pay taxes on a house.
Oh, no. Don't even get me started.
Then I got to pay taxes twice a year on the house that I already bought and paid taxes for.
What about, here, cars? Buy the
insurance
a used,
you, is no, stupid,
no.
too.
No, you buy a used car and you pay taxed on that. Someone else had already paid taxes on that vehicle when they bought it new. So you're repaying the same taxes on the same vehicle. Also, when you register that vehicle, you pay that every year.
Mm-hmm.
You have to redo that for their privilege of driving, even though that is a fucking right to me to be able to drive because I can do it.
What about, this is even better, a garage sale? I have to go and get a permit to get a little garage sale in my yard because they can't tax the things that I'm selling there. So I have to pay money to be able to sell things that I already bought to other people.
It's ridiculous.
Did you know that it's illegal to collect rainwater because they can't tax it?
Yep.
So you can't have a rainwater collector to water your garden like automatically.
Honestly, like that's why I want to live in an area that is a couple acres, secluded, not near too many people, because then I don't have your nosy neighbor that's reporting you to the ordinance officer for whatever you're doing.
Fucking Karens, man.
It's always, you know, well, even if it's not Karens, it's the city themselves that drives around. Like I know of a city nearby us that their ordinance officer will just drive around. He'll get out of his vehicle, walk into your backyard. Now, I have problems with that. If I saw someone walk into my backyard, I don't care if you're wearing a badge and a gun or not.
That's not okay.
That's not okay.
That's trespassing.
Yeah. Like, I don't care if you're looking for violations. I don't care if someone sent you on a tip without notifying the person. Like, we're talking about they went into the back part. Like, this is not like in one like where you have to enter the yard to get to the house kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's not like that. This is like you can easily knock on the door, talk to someone, and then go enter the backyard.
Yeah, that's not cool. You can't just trespass on someone's property to look for things to find them for.
Exactly.
If you don't have probable cause, you have no business being in someone's backyard.
But they do it. They're nosy. Insane. They're like, but they'll just argue, well, we're just following the law. If you have nothing to hide, what's the problem?
This is my property. If I'm back here with my kids and then you're, I don't know.
I get it.
That's
dude.
Crazy.
Trust me. I'm on your side.
And if they can't find a way to tax something, they just completely outlaw it. Like, huge one, prostitution. They can't tax that, so it's super illegal. And they make it like the way that they show it is prostitution is so bad, it's so illegal, it's so bad. But it's how,
you know what's crazy is like, that's like just, a service that's been around for so
it's
long.
It's the world's oldest profession, dude. And because you can't tax it, you're gonna just,
you can't get your little piece of the pie for Uncle Sam.
So stupid. I think it's so stupid.
I mean, that's not an alternative fuel source, but
it's
it
not
could be.
But now we're talking about the government. And
I know, I just wanted to let you know though, you know, I like these talks. Like, this is a whole topic that I think we should do. Let us know, people, man. Like, if you think this sounds good, we'll go on a whole thing on the government. We'll go into it.
I don't know
actually,
that's actually a good idea.
The government's been doing such a great
awesome.
Job.
I
you
have
know what?
Nothing negative to say.
You know, you're keep up the bang up job.
America.
America.
I think we're good.
I just don't want to knock at my door at this point.
No, we're safe right now. Actually, we're probably not even safe right now.
Yeah, no.
I was going to say, we're safe until we upload it.
The whole episode is alternative fuel sources. The FBI is like, we're listening to you right now. Then we start going into, you know who's bad? The government.
You just see a little chat bubble pop up on the computer, like, say everything I say. Yeah. Do not make a move.
If you don't hear from us, well, you know why. It's this information.
I don't know. Hey, we said that the last time that we were recording our podcast before we restructured it, and it's when we had that ghost episode, and we're like, if you don't hear from us, then the ghost got us. And then I think it took us like 4 months to upload another
episode. Oh, you're right. You remember that? Oh my God, I forgot about that.
We're possessed. That
did really scare me, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that was... Ugh.
But...
If you know, you know.
Yeah. Well, is that everything on the alternative?
Yeah, that's a lot. That's...
I'll leave you with this. The last thing I know, I think it's Hyundai, is working on a hydrogen-powered vehicle.
Are they now?
They dumped EVs. They're like, EVs are not the future. We're going hydrogen.
Yeah, no, lithium is, like, that's going to run out. Well, I think yeah, I saw something
like,
about that.
The mining to get those batteries for the EV market is, like, ridiculous. The pollution they create, plus, they don't last. Like, if you had to pollute that much to get a battery and the thing lasted 100 years or 50 years, I'd say yes. You know what? You're right. EVs is the future. But when you tell me it lasts less than 20 years, I don't even think they last 10 years. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I feel like that's just more pollution.
And then they can't be discarded in like a normal waste place. They can't be recycled. It's like, so you're telling me you're creating more waste that we're going to have to deal with in the future that's going to be even more harder to get. Like, that doesn't seem like a solution. No. That seems like a fucking problem.
I wonder what they're doing with them. Are they just shooting them out into space?
I really don't know. So that's a question I have.
Wow.
I know there's some countries that make so many cars that are like so cheap that there's whole landfills filled with those cars because it's so cost effective to just get rid of the car and buy another one of those cars.
Oh, I did see that, yeah.
Than it is to actually
a few thousand dollars more just to get a whole new car.
Yep.
It's insane to me.
That's so crazy to me too because it's like you're wasting so many materials for what reason?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not counting electric vehicles out of it. I think they need to come up with a better way for it.
They have a place. I just think they need to not rush it. And I think it needs to be more of like a hybrid thing where it's electric plus.
Yeah, that's a step in the right direction. Because yes. I think like the hybrid fusions, they get energy just from their braking.
Yeah, it's like kinetic braking energy.
And
so
it refuels it.
Put that system on all vehicles
make it better, do a little bit extra to it, put it on all vehicles, and then
like just
if
slowly.
You can cut it down by half, that's exactly. half of the pollution.
Exactly. Like you can't tell me that those options aren't out there or they don't work because like there's cars that do it now. I don't know.
Yeah, that's half the pollution and half of money going back in your pocket.
Yeah. But I think we definitely touched on some new alternative fuel types and some that you might not have known about, like E85 or...
And there's probably so many more that we didn't even talk about that we don't even know about.
Oh, yeah. But...
I don't know. Hopefully something comes forward. We'll see.
There's JetBlue. It's like race fuel.
Is it?
Yeah. It's just high-octane fuel is all it is.
That's the other one. They put jet fuel in a car.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That thing went... fast. They're just like, it's never run this good.
You know why? Because it's a higher octane.
Oh my
bro.
God, yeah. They put that shit in there and it's like, yep, nope, this car is kicking out numbers that it did not do before.
I know. Yeah, like there's a couple of gas stations that are near the racetrack that sell JetBlue.
No.
Yeah.
So JetBlue, is that jet fuel?
I don't know.
Or is it just jets?
I don't
know
if they classify it as jet fuel, but it's a hot, it's octane rating, I think, of... What is normal premium? It's like 93.
93.
It's like 110.
Can our vehicles run that? Like, is our engines okay?
They might be able to, but like you're going to be burning a lot of that off. Like, if you had it tuned for that, that's when you would see some real cool shit,
bro. Yeah, you'd have to do things with fuel
like,
injectors.
Like, if I told my tuner, like, hey, I'm going to the track this weekend. Can you give me a tune for 110 octane? Bro. Because your computer will adjust then how much it's going to spray, how much it's going to, you know, all of that. So
just for like a track day.
Yeah, just for a fun day. But I don't know if you put it in your tank one time, if that would fuck shit up, probably. Just
cause I wouldn't risk it.
I really would not risk it.
It would be a fun ride.
I could be wrong, though. Maybe your motor will run like a champ. I guess
it depends on the car.
Yeah. And if you guys have an episode you guys want us to talk about, an Am I the Asshole story, anything like that, just let us know. And we appreciate you listening to Better Made Topics. You know, it's been really nice doing these episodes, and we're going to keep doing it and keep delivering good content to you guys.
Yeah, so we'll see you guys next week.
All right. Catch you next time.